KK4FTU, Cody. FTU monitoring.
XP monitoring.
Doing.
I'm just doing just lovely.
That theater getting ready to make your trip.
Supposed to be sometime next week or so. Said you, me and Deb sitting here talking about it tonight.
Be careful out there. Anything else interesting happening since I last talked to you?
Even if it's the same old stuff, just a different day.
Yeah. The stuff's finally coming out, hitting the fan and going to the wall with the election.
Oh, roger that. It's getting ready to get real nasty.
I can't hide the truth now. It's starting to come out.
Wait just a second. They just send a buddy amount of texts that he's getting his ham license and I won't get him to listen to us. Talk to Cody lately?
This is the first time I've been on the radio other than just hitting the nets and hitting the bed.
Bad. Yeah, it's getting ready to get real nasty. We just have to set. We got probably about the end of next week, and it's really going to get bad before the 20th of January.
They're so confident that he's the winner, I say we do a re-election and make sure.
I think what's going to happen is going to call the Insurrection Act and call martial law and then do a re-vote.
Come to that, because that's a slippery slope to be on, to start a precedent like that.
And this kid's ready to get real nasty.
I'm sure that Deb's been listening to Tara on the morning show and on the podcast that she has, Battleground America. She's got some interesting points that she's proved, and real good at listening to her.
Yeah, here's Deb. They'll talk to her just a second.
Listening to the Battleground America podcast that Observations puts out, KK4FTU.
I listen to 106.3 Tara in the mornings. I haven't listened to her podcast, but I'm dead on her, buddy.
A little more stuff without quite as much commercials, and she keeps the podcast to under 30 minutes most of the time. There's a few that have got like 31, but most of them are like 25 to 28 minutes.
Yeah, I've heard. I haven't had time to listen to those, but every day I listen to her, and I love the Rush Limbaugh show.
And my son's future son-in-law both like listening to both of them, and we're on the same page as them. Matter of fact, my father-in-law subscribes to the Rush Limbaugh podcast or show or whatever, and he listens to it a lot and at his leisure.
It's me, my wife, Deb, is third party. She's getting ready to grab her a seat here. KK4HXB, going back to Deb.
Have you heard when there was a guy named, I believe his name was Mark Stein, who was sitting in for Rush Limbaugh this week? Did you get a chance to hear him?
I don't get a chance to listen to Rush because I'm at work during the hours that Rush is on, and I don't go back and listen to his show later. I just listen to 106.3 Going and Coming, so I listen to Tara in the morning and Bobby Mack in the evening.
XB, you still there?
For FTU. Waiting on the KK4 RQO. Hopefully he hasn't already crashed and went to sleep.
That. Yeah. Going back to Deb. My third party, KK4HXB, going to Deb.
There was also, I don't know if it was Mark Stein. No, there was another guy that came on, and there was a listener that came on, and I was impressed because he said he was going to fight, and he said, this is what we the people can do. He said, we can contact our governors and our state legislators.
You got a break. go ahead.
And he said that we can, it is we the people who tell them what to do.
Okay, so we got a break for
We got a break.
She's not used to, she don't know when to break, but so I had to tell her when to break because we don't want to run the repeater off.
Probably have about 2.5 minutes or so, 3 minutes max, before it'll time out and reset. But go ahead, Deb, KK4FTU.
All right, he was stating that we the people have the right to contact FCC and tell them to, we've listened to enough of the false on the media, and to tell them to start telling the truth and to tell the FCC that we want electors sent to Washington and that to tell the truth. And this guy was amazing.
Say if anybody else wants to come in, say come in.
If anybody else wants to come in, say come in.
Yeah, I listened to one guy call in, and he made mention to the retired general and what Earl had sort of pointed to earlier about possibly going to martial law. Hopefully we don't have to do that. And I see that the governor in Georgia has found a little bit of a backbone, decided to stand up and say, hey, something's wrong going on after all the other crap. KK4FTU.
Roger that. Deb, back at you.
I agree with what's happening. This guy's finally getting a backbone. It's about time, and it looks like that Mike Pence locked down tonight with this. So that was really good news for us. And I did my part, and I encourage everybody else to do the same.
If we would stand up and, hey, if they're not doing a job right, vote somebody else in, we wouldn't need to have a law for term limits. But people are afraid to vote Santa Claus out. That's why certain people were in office for two terms when they shouldn't have been in office at all.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
KK4HXB Friday, going back to Deb, third party.
Yeah, I agree. I've been encouraging people to, it's time for the patriots to stand up, because President Trump has done his part. And Sidney Powell, if everybody would donate $5 to help her, she's fighting on her own. So these people are fighting for us, and it's we the people who actually have the power.
Otherwise, we should just throw the whole Constitution and Declaration of Independence out and become a banana republic, which is like the whole world thinks we are right now anyways.
Oh, roger that. Let me send our other brother a text and tell him we on the air, and I'll turn it back over to Deb for you.
What else can you tell me that can help me pass some things on to the patriots?
All we can do is keep putting pressures on our elected officials. Say, hey, you're supposed to be representing us, and we don't think it's right for you to sit around and do nothing. You need to stand up and voice give voice to our voices, KK4FTU.
XB, turning it back over to my wife, Deb.
Some of what Tara said on the
I'm not current on it because I've been busy doing other things and haven't downloaded them, but her first one, which took place back in, I want to say, October, she's only had the podcast out for a little over, right at 2 months, was about how the guy that that died in police custody, everybody raising cane because the police had put a chokehold on him. Well, he was already walking dead because he had 10 times the legal amount of fentanyl in him, plus a bunch of other drugs. So he knew he was dying. KK4FTU.
XB. Hey, Cody's getting ready to come in for his two words.
XB, KK4RQO.
KK4HXB, we're sitting in here talking to my wife, Deb. I want to introduce you to her. That's my wife, Deb, my love of my life.
time, evening time. Lord, I tip my hat to you for putting up with that troublemaker.
If we're doing third party, I guess that's legal, isn't it?
Fletcher.
Talk to her. She's going to talk dirty to you.
So tell me something, Cody, that I don't know. Well, I'm not sure now.
You already know that Sheba's got her all wrapped around her little paw.
That's for sure. I call it Sheba's house.
Percy. Yeah. I keep down at the neighbor's house now. They got Clydesdale and I forget what the other horse is. I know it's a gelding, but I don't remember what breed is. I've been hanging out down there with them since, probably the past 3 months now.
Hey, where'd everybody go? We kind of lost you.
Here.
Still here. Get back to our political thing. You know, things are getting ready to get real nasty.
Get up to. We just trying to stir the pot up and get some people ready to talk to their legislators and stuff and tell them, hey, we need you to get a backbone and do what's right before Trump gets out of office. Make sure that he stays in office and everything's on the up and up with the election.
Roger, roger on that. Well, I'm getting riding lessons from the neighbor at the end of the road. I've been working with him for, about 3 months or so now, and after paying my tractor off, I only got one more payment on that thing. I'm going to give you some cash together and go buy me a horse.
People down at Bojangles won't know what to do when you come in and ask, where's the hitching post so I can tie my horse up to, KK4FTU?
Roger, no, I've been out of that game for, Lord. Yeah, I've been out of that game for a long time, for a few years now. Was at Arby's for a while, but then I said, nope, I'm going back to the farm where I'm appreciated.
Before he takes bait. Cody, you need to get me an old brood mare so I can get her to pull behind my wagon. Because if Biden gets into office, gas is going to go to $15 a gallon.
If he does get into office, he stays put and isn't able to fly anywhere, KK4FTU.
An airplane about 6 months ago, and I kind of regret that we sold it.
Yeah, there's some pictures of the horses I ride down at the end of our road.
It's Cody, KK4FTU.
One with me in shorts is Clydesdale, and the other one, I forget what breed that thing is. Earl, you might be able to look at it and tell me.
15 and a half hands high, isn't it?
Still, or is that other thing that I'm on?
No, the other thing. That's about 17. Looks like it's about 1,700 hands, or 17 hands.
Look, we've already talked about this, Cody. You've already sent me pictures, KK4FTU.
I didn't know I sent you one of me in my a Marshall hat and shirt there on the old spirit, but yeah. Well, Earl, now you get to see what I've been up to, but yep. Yeah, that one that I'm on with the cowboy hat on, his name's Spirit, like in that movie, whatever it's called, anyway, about the horse. The Tila, the old Clydesdale he's had for a few years. When I first saw that thing out there, I'm like, man, folks, what are they doing with Clydesdale? And we got talking, and they rode out here to the house, and I'm like, I've seen a lot of crazy things saddling a Clydesdale. That's got to be a first. And the next thing I know, one day I'm down there at your house, and Al, that's the guy's name down there. He's a retired Delta pilot. He says, hey, you want a rider? I says, yeah, why not? And after that, I was hooked. He's been working with me ever since.
Like a real horseman. I've been kicked, bit, thrown, stepped on, rolled over on, and bucked so many times that it ain't funny. My little body's full of scars.
Not Sheba. She don't like that kind of stuff. Earl, KK4FTU.
Thanks, babe. I'm going to turn it over to Deb.
That was too funny. When I could, she would talk to him if if he tried to ride her, she would went
I'd say, please get your big butt off my back. Ow, 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 ow.
She does talk to him and let him know.
She leaves her snacks on his work bench. She doesn't say much then. She just, when he comes back, she's just licking her lips, wanting another one, KK4FTU.
She actually is so attentive to him, it's just she's right behind his chair or either right beside him. I mean, she is just, it is just unreal. She's just right on his heels.
I had the dog like that when I was growing up. She was a Weimaraner, and I couldn't go to, I'd go to ride to Piedmont. It's probably 2 blocks to Piedmont and probably a half mile to a mile to the local Otasco store or drugstore. I'd go buy bubble gum or whatever, and she'd go to, she'd follow me. I'd be on my bicycle, she'd follow me, wait outside. I'd get on my bicycle, we'd go back home.
That's awesome.
I'll top that one there, Richard. I had a Rod Cross, his name was Travis. That big old boy, he'd ride on the back of a four-wheeler with you.
Just to show you can't beat your best friend.
I do have one question. Does the lady of the house, can she pop a top on a beer for Earl now? Now that would be a trick to take to the dog show.
Before he checks me, let's do a break. If anybody else out there wants to come in and voice their 2 cents worth in, come on in. I'll stand by. We don't have any takers tonight, so we'll just carry on with our conversation. Here's my wife, Deb.
At the top for that.
Roger, roger.
8-pound King Shepherd, you know, she does just about anything she wants to do. Somebody asked me the other day, what do you feed her? I said, I feed her what she wants.
In the morning, she is out there, and she wants, she's waiting on me to see what I'm going to give her, and I try to, in the mornings, I eat dinner for breakfast, so if, she loves sweet potatoes, and I put coconut oil on it for her, and she loves them.
You do, don't leave a landscape timber hanging out the window of your car, or she'll try to, she might break the windshield getting it out.
Earl, instead of getting you a horse, please, why, you cart there, why don't you just hook the dog up?
Get that. You know, I've thought about building me a little mini wagon and taking her down the trails, the Swamp Rabbit trails up here. And, you know, me and Deb, she's that big. I'm going to send you a picture of her.
Jeez, though, that'd be rough on the old paw pads there, KK4FTU.
KXB, yeah, I'll have to get her some booties, because I don't want to mess her feet up. She's a lush anyway. You know how all women are. They get their way one way or the other.
I tell you, you better watch out. I'm scared one day Deb's going to call me and Richard and say, hey, y'all want to come eat some barbecue?
You know, that's fine with me, you know. You can't live forever.
Tomatoes.
But for the next time he grabs the mic and hits the push to talk button, hear a big dog when the fry pan smacks him upside the head.
KK4RQO for out that yonder in Radio Land, I'd like to hear
it. Funny, you know. Things are going to get ready to get real nasty, so we're going to have to amuse ourselves some way or the other. I'll give us another 30, 90 days, and we'll be all, you know, taking care of each other.
Roger, roger on that. I'm waiting for the owl. I'm waiting for him. He was working on Tila today, and I told him, I said, man, I'm waiting for the day you go and lift her tail, but she takes a big old poop on your head. That's, you know, photo and video worth taking right there.
as that.
Get over there as a post going around where a couple in Australia come back in the house and they found a critter in their Christmas tree. A koala bear decided to visit and crawl up in the Christmas tree.
That would be an interesting varmint in the house. Earl, you ever have that happen to you? You go to check under the horse's tail and it take a crap on you or pee on you?
Let me tell you something. I've been kicked, bit, stepped on, and everything. Hey, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing that hadn't been done. We had those stud that was the grandson of Two-Eyed Jack that we bred at the farm. And I tell you what, I got on him and he just about beat me to death.
Lord have mercy.
Beat him. And with all those old mares, I had one of them, I thought they broke my nose 2-3 times. He'd get up there and mount those old mares, and it was kind of funny. Once he got through, he'd take his foot and kick it. You ever seen that happen?
Can't say that I have.
It's something to see.
Roger on that. But, oh, mercy. Yep. Well, at least I know what I got to do now. I'll get the tractor paid off next month. So I'll just, instead of worrying about the hay hauler, I'll just go ahead and call that. My neighbor's got a trainer lined up to help me find a horse. So I think I'll just call him and say, go ahead and find me one, bud.
Hey, Texas Bay, I think Mama's sitting here wanting to go to bed, so I'm going to let her say her last words, and I'll sit here with you guys as long as you want.
And I enjoy talking with you.
Sure, yeah, I like to hear you get on the radio. You need to get your tickets so you can get on here more often. And keep old Earl in line. I know that's a real task, but hey, someone's got to do it.
Yeah, if you get a chance, download one or two of those podcasts and you can listen to them while you're doing other things. And that's what Tara says she does during the morning. She says she has to be doing something, but good hearing you. Take care. We'll talk to you later. KK4FTU.
Alright, I'll do that because I know she talks about in the morning. She actually telecasts from home, and so I'm going to have to get on her podcast because I enjoy her.
KK4FTU with KK4RQO and KK4HXB.
Hi, man. I was on the net earlier and heard the awesome conversation just now. And I just got to say, man, that's why I got into ham, really, is to get with the people and Patriots, really. I've checked into some nets and they say, oh, another new ham from Asheville. Whoa, but just like, no, I'm Patriot and yes, put me on that list. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, Duncan in Asheville, standing by.
Check it for you, checks me. Deb's going to thank you.
Thank you for coming on and come back and talk to us.
And there was a great exchange tonight, and makes me very, very happy. KO4 JKB.
KK4 HB, my wife, Deb, third party.
4RQO, the voice of the Northeast Georgia Mountains, for those that honored like to hear.
4FTU, Richard, over here in Slabtown.
4HXB, Earl and Deb in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, the home of the Rednecks or Us.
Reminds me, I want to put a quick announcement out to anybody who's listening, and heck, even for you and there, Richard, I know y'all can't hit it, but I tell you what I've been doing, also in the radio world, anybody who can hit the Tacoa repeater, the KR4CW 147330, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 p.m., I've taken over that thing and changed the net up. I now run a net called the Rat Jaw Net, so if y'all want to come in to shoot the breeze like we're doing right here right now, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 p.m., few days, we often run a little news line so you can kind of catch up around the world what's going on in amateur radio. So, hope to see anybody who's listening down there come Tuesday.
In the off, and the cone out again, please, Cody, does it have a positive offset?
Roger, positive offset tone of 127.3. That's again, frequency is 147.330. Positive offset tone of 127.3.
X on that frequency. And Dale's wanting to say something before she crawls her butt in the bed.
Wants to come in and talk. Bring it on in.
Got her fired up. She's going to get her ticket. So maybe next time, this time next month, she's going to have her ticket. And she ain't got to sit on my lap and be a third party.
And you don't like her sitting on your lap, or you don't like her being third party?
Honey, your butt hurts. Have you ever had a 400-pound woman sit on your legs?
Oh, I have had one sit on the tailgate of my mini truck. Y'all know now why I no longer have the mini truck here.
A 400-pound woman sitting on your legs with two four under your legs holding her up, it hurts after a while. It's me, Friday.
That is so not true.
There goes that frying pan, Cody, KK4FTU. Frying pan. That's what I said. You keep it up. We can hear the gong of a frying pan hit you upside the head, Earl.
And she's got to go. She's got to go out to the outhouse. You know, she burnt the outhouse down. She left the heater on in it. And the methane gas bloated up. Then the termites heated up. And I built one out of concrete. And now I can't get in it.
Done fumigated the place.
Sure.
Roger. Hey, I got a new one for y'all. My neighbor told me this one. You know what a proper term for a wall partition or them really, really, really heavy girls would be?
So. 50 million comedians out of work and you try to be funny.
Yeah, Buffarillo. You know what that's a cross of?
What's that?
Gorilla.
Tackle that.
Roger there. KK4RQO for those that younger in radio land. Yeah, my neighbor told me that one a couple of days ago. I thought I was going to die laughing. I was like, wow, I liked it.
Getting ready to go to bed. She's been sitting on my leg for about 20 minutes, and my knees, I'm going to have knee replacements next week. So she just went to bed, so KK4 HXB Friday.
Roger, KK4RQO. Well, you know, Earl, if you ever get down here, I tell you what, I can get a drill and a tab and put you a couple grease circs in there, and you can just pump some high temp aqua grease in there.
You know, Cody, sounds to me like you're not going to have to worry about cutting any grass. You're going to get you a horse. You're going to get you a hay burner.
Well, I hear Earl talking there. I don't know if I'm going to waste time with the Kubota or not. I don't know.
Anything until about February.
You do nothing anyway. They've still got one more payment on the tractor. So it'll be around February, March, April, May before I can do anything anyhow.
Man, I've got about 300 more payments on Deb. You know, I petitioned Congress, you know, and told them that they need to put an expiration date on a marriage license. After 10 years, you can renew it. If you don't, then so be it.
They might try and charge you a $50 fee like that crap with the FCC.
The marriage license expires after 20 years. And you can renew them, then so be it.
Oh, I'll tell you something. Well, I ain't got to tell you, Earl. You've already probably been in that neck of the woods. I don't know if you have their Richard or not. Al told me he trains pilots, military pilots over in Columbia. And he said, man, you get down there, they got some drop dead, knock you off your feet, gorgeous women down there. And they told him, you ought to come down there with me one time. He said, them women be all over you like flies all over a jug of honey. I thought, He showed me a picture of one of his, I don't know what position she is down there, and I said to him, like, nah, you pulled that off of Google. He's like, nope. She got on video camera, she got on the, FaceTime, where the iPhone junk is there, and, I was like, holy shit. I just tried to keep from losing the teeth out of my mouth, like, dang.
Man, let me tell you something. I've been down in the South America, Costa Rica, and all down in there. Let me tell you something. Those women down in there are fine.
If it wasn't so dang expensive to import one, I would do it in a heartbeat. But it costs more to import a dang woman down there than it does to import a brand new Japanese vehicle.
You're down there now. You wouldn't last freaking 15 minutes. You'd melt in your shoes.
Probably so, but I'd come back with a grin on my face a mile wide and have a story to tell.
Has been all over the Caribbean. We've been to Mexico, and we've been to St. Martin, Costa Rica, Panama. No, wait a minute, let me see. Let me take a break here and think about this. We've been to a bunch of the Caribbeans, Puerto Rico, St. Martin, Mexico, and all down in there, and it's great. And I hope to be in the next 2 weeks going down to check our house out that we got. In the Bahamas, we got a 1,700 square foot, 3-bedroom house waiting on us.
Show that. Excuse me there. Lord have mercy. Well, you better get you a dang good VHF rig to keep in touch with us up here.
Yeah, probably the next couple weeks and check everything out and get everything ready. And I told all my guys, I said, I don't think I need to leave because I think I'd be a traitor if I did. So we're going to send our women down there to get everything squared away, and then we'll come down after it's all done and over.
Roger, Roger.
Some more ammo and some more iron, some more bolts and some more arrows.
Many more left. Everybody's, you know, there's nothing. Everything's dried up. You can't get nothing.
Aggressor and piece of tubing and lots of nails, man.
Dad.
Yep. Yep, when in doubt, improvise.
The Marine motto, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, for some saltpeter and some charcoal.
Roger on that.
Oh, mercy.
Well, I hate to do it, fellas, but I'm going to jump off of here. Maybe I'll try and catch y'all tomorrow evening, earlier in the evening. I'm going to jump off here and hit the sack so I can get up in the morning and get into something. Maybe go down and mess with them horses or something. But it's good hearing from y'all. I'm fixing to call and say, hey, y'all still alive up there. But looks like y'all confirmed what I was fixing to check and see.
Here, you know, if you need us, all you gotta do is call us. We ain't but what, an hour away? How long does it take you for me to get to you?
Oh, well, I'm about 45 minutes from Tacoa, so figure it from there. However far you are from Tacoa, just add on another 45 minutes.
So, Richard's a little bit closer than I am, so it takes me 30 minutes to get to the Georgia line to. Then, let me see, how far are you from that little old Germantown?
An
hour and a half, maybe two.
codes are and how fast we fly.
Let me out a helicopter pad out in the pasture. Show put an X out there and I'll just land it there.
Roger, well shoot. Yeah, you and Richard just come down in an old whirly bird there. Yeah, I'll sit you down there in the middle of the pasture. That'll work. Actually, I got a good flat spot down the road. At the wide open field, you can't miss it where our wellhouse is.
It's funny, but I'm sincere as the day is long. I'll throw the chopper down in your pasture quicker than you can blink an eye.
I'm serious. Shoot, if you got a free weekend and you want to fly down here and that thing, I've always wanted to go up in a helicopter. That would make my lifetime. That would probably make my lifetime right there, just to get up in there and see what it's like.
Let's rephrase that. It's not mine, it's friends. So now I have to get them to do it. You know, I can't fly one, but I've got access to it.
Roger. Well, if you can pull the string and get her done, I tell you, that'd be the most awesome belated birthday gift you could ever give me, anyway. I don't know about everyone else, but you and me, that'd be off the chain amazing.
KK4A text me Friday.
Yeah, you go get you some rest, Cody, and have a good one, and good talking with you. And yeah, Earl's a lot like my brother-in-law. He knows lots of guys that know lots of different things and have different things.
Roger on that. All righty, well, KK4RQO will be clear in QRT, and I will give y'all a holler here tomorrow sometime in the early evening there.
KK4A, checks B, KK4RQO, I'm going to let you go get some night-night.
Hey, KK4FTU, can you give me a call on the telly?
Well, roger that. KK4A, checks B, I'll be gone.